Well, good morning, White Plains family. Happy Thanksgiving weekend. It's great to worship with you. It's good to be with you. My name is Gary, and if you're new, I want to say a special welcome to you. Thanks for being with us. I hope that you find our church to be a warm and welcoming place. It's good to have you here. On your way out this morning, I would invite you to stop by our welcome desk and just let us know. Say something like, hey, I'm new. We've got a small gift to give you. You don't have to fill out a card or give us any of your information. We're just so thankful that you're here with us this morning. We're going to be reading from the Bible this morning. And if you don't have a Bible, you can download the free Bible app on your phone. Or we have a Bible for you at the welcome desk. If you download the app, I usually read from the ESV version of the Bible, but if you'd like to get a Bible from the welcome desk, feel free to slip out and grab one. You just saw a trailer to a documentary called Fragments of Truth. I want to encourage you to join us next Sunday and the Sunday after, December 4th and 11th. We're going to watch that video together. It's an interesting video that helps us to understand how we got our Bible, how we got the scriptures, the thing that's on your app, the book that you hold, how that came from God's thoughts and his mind, his words into our form today that we have. That documentary will help us understand that. And my hope is that God would use the content of this video to strengthen our faith in his word, to develop a love for scripture. I trust that you'll leave that documentary and discussion that follows with a greater love and understanding of the Bible. Kids, it's good to see you here this morning. As always, tonight and Wednesday night, I'm going to need your help. Would you be able to help us and join the adults to help decorate our church for Christmas? Can you guys do that? Have you guys already decorated your rooms for Christmas? Or your house is already decorated? We could use your help here tonight, and again also on Wednesday. So would you invite your parents to come with you to help us decorate this room and this building for Christmas? We're gonna get right to work this evening. I think some of us are gonna get here at 4. So if you want to get here early, maybe before dinner. But I promise to have cookies and milk for everyone who chooses to come help us Wednesday night. We're going to start off in the chapel with some worship, and I think there's some Christmas worship that will happen, but then the adults and the kids will come back over here and finish up whatever we need to finish. So kids, ask your parents if they can come with you tonight and help decorate. But you guys are dismissed to go up to Kids Church. Kids Church is for kids in kindergarten through sixth grade, and we've done some things to increase the security with our kids' ministry, and so I don't know if you've noticed, but they're dismissed now to the lobby with some walkie-talkies instead of y'all going upstairs and grabbing them. It's kind of like the car pickup line at school. You let us know you got a sticker that's got their name on it or whatever, and we use a walkie and get them down and all that. So, but they'll be dismissed down at the lobby as church is over. So as they left, parents and grandparents, I would ask you to make a point to bring your kids and grandkids here this evening and or Wednesday to help create some Christmas memories. You know, as a dad, I'm often looking for ways to create Christmas memories with my kids, especially as they're getting older and will soon one day be out of our house. And decorating the church for Christmas is a free, easy way to create a memory with some kids, with some grandkids. And so I would encourage you to be here with them tonight. If you think your kids might make decorating slower, they probably will, but that's okay. The desire that I have for us decorating this building for Christmas is not to get a project done, but to get memories made. And I really trust that God will use our time together as we work in this building to decorate this place for Christmas to create some of those memories and to do that. If you don't have kids, we still need your help decorating. So please join us tonight. Like I said, some of us will get here around 4 o'clock this afternoon, but Wednesday we'll be here at 6. But before we get too far off into the Christmas season, I want to bring us back to Thanksgiving. I think many times we zoom past Thanksgiving. I thought Saturday was every day this week. I don't know about you, but it's nice that it's over, but I don't want it to be all the way over just yet because Thanksgiving is a good season for us, and we want to spend some time in prayer this morning, thanking God for some things. To sort of help set the stage of this morning, I wonder, have you ever heard, and probably y'all have because y'all are smart people, have you heard of the Thanksgiving Lady? Do y'all know the story of the Thanksgiving Lady? Well, here we go. Let me tell you. I'll read you a little bit from an encyclopedia that I have. This fellow named Paul Lee Tan wrote about the Thanksgiving Lady. You'll know her once I give you a little bit more information about her, but it might not, Thanksgiving might not be celebrated in the U.S. today if it wasn't for the patience and persistence of a woman named Sarah Hale. It is well known that the first Thanksgiving was celebrated by the pilgrims in 1621 to give thanks for their winter in the New World. And in 1789, President George Washington issued a Thanksgiving Day proclamation to commemorate the first pilgrim celebration. But Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the U.S., discontinued Thanksgiving, calling it a kingly practice. Now, I don't know what that is, but that's what Jefferson thought it was. But after this, Thanksgiving was observed by some individual states, and only really when they wanted to do that. But then in 1828, Miss Hale, the editor of a magazine called Godey's Ladies Book, you probably know her, or you know her work as she's the one who wrote the poem Mary Had a Little Lamb. She began campaigning in 1828 for the restoration of Thanksgiving as a national holiday. She wrote letters, she sought appointments with national leaders from the president down. Time after time, she was politely rebuffed, sometimes being told it was impossible or impractical, and sometimes being dismissed with, this is a none of your business kind of thing. But finally, in 1863, President Lincoln listened seriously to her plea that the North and South lay aside enmities and strife on Thanksgiving Day. He proclaimed the fourth Thursday of November to be the official National Thanksgiving Day. Now, this day was finally ratified by the U.S. Congress in 1941. So Thanksgiving's kind of a relatively new thing for our country officially, but thanks to this Thanksgiving lady, Sarah Hale, many of us have visited with extended families, we've ate well, too well, we've enjoyed a slower pace for many days this week, and hopefully we've reflected on what we're thankful for. I hope we didn't miss that. It's easy to miss that part. Our Thanksgiving celebration for us has American roots, but Thanksgiving type of holidays are celebrated throughout the world in different countries. But did you know that pausing to remember and be thankful is a biblical idea? Thanksgiving has biblical origins. Will you look with me in your Bible at Deuteronomy 16? We'll be in verses 13 through 15. You shall keep the Feast of Booths 7 days. When you've gathered in the produce from your threshing floor and your winepress, you shall rejoice in your feast, you and your son and your daughter, your male servant and your female servant, the Levite, the sojourner, the fatherless, and the widow who are within your towns. For 7 days you shall keep the feast to the Lord your God at the place that the Lord will choose, because the Lord your God will bless you in all your produce and all the work of your hands, so that you will be altogether joyful. Sounds like Thanksgiving, doesn't it? A week-long celebration. That sounds pretty good, a feasting. Many of us have went more than a week feasting. But the Feast of Booths was also known as the Feast of Tabernacles, and it commemorates the period of the wilderness wanderings directly following the Exodus from Egypt. It lasted 7 days, beginning in the 15th of Tishri. It is also called the Feast of Ingathering, since it gathered the people together after the harvesting season and was the final pilgrim feast of Israel. The feast opened and closed with convocations of the people. There were daily sacrifices. The remembrance of the wilderness wandering was considered an occasion of joy connected to God's saving work on Israel's behalf. A large number of sacrifices were offered during this week of celebration. So over the past few weeks, we feasted. We feasted here together as a church, and you have feasted this week with your families, and I trust that God has been good to you this year. It may have been a rough year for you. It has for many of us. But I trust that in the valleys, we have seen God's goodness, perhaps in a way that we wouldn't have seen otherwise. Perhaps you celebrated Thanksgiving this year, this past week, and you noticed that there was an absence of a loved one. This absence reminded you of the love they had for you and the love you had for them, and you missed them. We can know that God is good to us, even as we grieve our loved ones during this holiday season. For those loved ones and the memories that we cherish, those are good gifts from God Himself. And if those that we grieve this holiday season followed after Jesus, we know that they're in complete joy, even as we remain incomplete, as we remember our loved ones. God is good. God has been good. And God will continue to be good in the years to come. The people of Israel, they offered sacrifices during this Feast of Booths. This morning, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to offer up our prayers this morning. This morning will be a prayer and worship type of service. We're going to acknowledge God's goodness and His faithfulness to us over the past year. And Lord willing, what we do this morning will be what we do each year going forward after Thanksgiving, pausing and reflecting together as a church on God's faithfulness and His goodness to us. So this morning we're going to spend three times of intentional moments giving God thanks through prayer. Now I'm going to ask you to spend these moments in quiet prayer between you and God. I'm going to give you a topic to pray through for each of these moments. Now please stay focused on these topics. It will be easy and you'll be tempted to jump around and try to cover all the topics we're going to cover in this first prayer moment together. Resist that temptation. If you have prayed enough through that first time, just sit in quiet. Maybe open up scripture and read something. If words don't come to mind, these quiet moments are only going to be about 3 to 4 minutes. For some of us, that will feel like an eternity, though. For others, that time will go really quick. If you've never done anything like this, it might feel a bit odd. I know the first time I was in a service like this, it felt odd. So it's okay. I'm not going to ask you to pray out loud. I'm not going to ask you to pray with anybody next to you or even talk to anybody next to you. So don't worry. I'm not going to ask you to do anything weird this morning. But our time will be between you and God. We're going to spend this time devoted thanking God in three specific ways. We're first going to thank God for what He's done over the past year in this church and just for God Himself. There's many things to be thankful for with just understanding who God is. As we pray, we will have prayer starters that will be on the screen behind me that will help you guide your prayer if you need some help. Feel free to use those. And after a few minutes of quiet, I will close us in a time of prayer, then we'll sing a song together, and then we'll do the next one, and then the third one. It'll keep that kind of rhythm. Our second time of prayer will be for family, friends, and our work. Our third time of prayer will be for personal prayer. And as we begin our time in prayer, thanking God for what He's done in our church and for God Himself this year, we're going to let Scripture guide our prayer. So I'm going to read a passage of Scripture to help us think through God's goodness to us. If you're new to White Plains or you don't know much what God's done here, feel free to spend that time thanking God for Himself. Let's look at Psalm 100, 1 through 5, as we start our first moment of prayer here. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Think about those words and these prayer starters that I'll have on the screen. As you think about ways to pray, you can use these phrases. God, thank you for how you cared for this church by. God, you've been faithful to your church as you. God, thank you for blank in this church and how you are using them to. God, thank you for being. God, you are God. Thank you for your. God, you've proven yourself faithful by. God, thank you for Jesus and his. God, be with blank in our church. They need your. Does that make sense? The next few minutes, we're going to just be quiet. We'll keep these prayer starters on the screen. Let's go to God in prayer, thanking him for our church and for him himself. I'll close this in a couple minutes. God, you are God. You are the one who made us, and we are yours. We are your people, and we thank you for your goodness. We praise you for you being God. We thank you for the way you have shown yourself faithful to this church. Lord, we thank you for the rich history of ministry and gospel proclamation that White Plains has had in Scottsville and in this area. Lord, you have been good to this church throughout the years, and in this past year, we have seen your goodness. We have experienced your faithfulness. We thank you. We thank you for the love that you show each one of us with each other and through your word. Thank you for being our God. Help us to remain faithful and be your people as a church. Help us to continue to follow after you in the year to come. You are worthy of that effort. You are worthy of our love and our devotion to you. You've been good to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. And great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope. Every heart that is broken, and great are you, Lord.
It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out. In our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Hearts will cry, these bones will say, great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise, our hearts will cry, these bones will say, our lungs.
I realize that that time of prayer might have been a little awkward for some of us, and you might have sped through your prayer time rather quickly. I know I found my mind wandering a little bit, and that's okay. Prayer is a learned activity. Jesus quotes Isaiah in Matthew 21 when he says, "It is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer." Church is a place for prayer. Church is a place where we all come and pray, and not just come and listen to a few pray, but all of us come and pray. And if you found your mind wandering in that last prayer moment, I would encourage you to open up your Bible to Psalms, whether it's your Bible app or an actual book in front of you, and read through some of those Psalms after your mind has lost words to pray. And use those words of the psalmist and make those words yours. But perhaps the topic of family and friends and work will occupy 3 or 4 minutes in our next time of prayer. But to get us ready for that, let's look at Psalm 92. And I want to read verses 1 through 15 as we have our minds shaped by Scripture. Psalm 92. "It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night, to the music of the lute and the harp, to the melody of the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hands I sing for joy. How great are your works, O Lord! Your thoughts are very deep. The stupid man cannot know, the fool cannot understand this. That though the wicked sprout like grass and the evildoers flourish, they are doomed to destruction forever. But you, O Lord, are on high forever. For behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold your enemies shall perish. All evildoers shall be scattered. But you have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. You have poured over me fresh oil. My eyes have seen the downfall of my enemies. My ears have heard the doom of my evil assailants. The righteous flourish like the palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. They are planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of our God. They still bear fruit in old age. They are ever full of sap and green to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him." To help us with our minds and our thoughts, some prayer starters that you could have in this next few minutes are, "God, you've been good to my family," by, "Thank you for my family." "God, you've been good to my friend," by, "Thank you for my friend." "God, you have shown your faithfulness to me at work," by, "God, thank you for my work." "God, be with blank in my family. They need your God protect blank as they." Again, we'll keep these prayer starters on the screen. Let's go to God in prayer, thanking him for our family, our friends, and our work. And I'll close this in a couple of minutes. God, you've been good to our families this year. Many of us have lost loved ones this year, and we miss them. We miss them dearly, but you've been faithful to us. You've been faithful to them, those lost loved ones. Or many of us have loved ones who are sick, who need your help, who need your strength. Lord, be with them. We have family and friends who are lost and don't know you, and we trust that you're at work even then. Even in their lack of faith, Lord, we ask that you would draw them to faith. Lord, you've given us our friends and our family, and we love them. And we want more than anything that they would love you and know you, and we give them to you. Work in their lives for them to know you and to love you and to follow after Jesus. Thank you for your faithfulness to our family and our friends. Thank you for the work you have for us. Be with us as we work. Help us to see our work as a way to live out our faith. You are worthy of that effort. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I see your promises in fulfillment
over my life, all over my life, yeah. I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life, all over my life. I see the promises in fulfillment all over my life, all over. Should I fear? The evidence is here. Why should I fear? Oh, the evidence is here.
So we thank God for our church, our family, and our friends, and now we're going to move into a time of giving thanks for God for personal things. Hopefully you've been able to stay on topic this morning, but don't worry if your mind has moved around. There's much to be thankful to God for, especially as we thank God for personal things. If you need help thinking of other things, you can open up our prayer wall by going to whiteplains.church/prayer, and as you pray over those requests, you can feel free to add your own, and we will gladly join you in prayer for things that are on your heart, things that you're going through. Also, I want to let you know you can pray right where you are. You can continue sitting there and praying, but if you would like, as our prayers take a more personal tone this morning, you are more than welcome to come and pray here in front of these pews. It's up to you. No pressure either way. But let's look at Colossians to help guide our prayer time this final time. Colossians 3, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Some prayer starters to help you through this final moment of prayer. God, you've been good to me by. God, thank you for. God, protect me as I. God, guide me as I. We'll keep these prayer starters on the screen. Let's go to God in prayer, thanking him personally. God, we are a people recognizing your faithfulness. You have been good to us individually. Well, thank you for the salvation that you give us, the hope that we have in Christ. Lord, protect us and strengthen us as we take that message to the world around us, to our friends and to our families who aren't in these walls. Lord, we thank you for how good you are to us. Guide us as we live out our faith in our work, in our families, and in our friend circles. Lord, you are so good. It has been good to sit here in quiet and praising you and thanking you and acknowledging you in our lives. A wonderful way to end our Thanksgiving holiday season, recognizing you. You are God. You are good. And we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.